If we take a look over the last 50 years and evaluate all of the foods that we've been eating, and we have consumed this one food in a massive amount. Check out this graph. So on the left here, we have various different types of foods, which I'm hiding right here. And we can see the relative amounts of certain calories, right? Compared from 1970 to 2014. You can see this one food right here spiked over 8,000%. That's 8,853% compared to this food spiked 198%, this one 129%. And these are quite large, but nothing compared to this one food right here. Can you take a wild guess what you think this food is? Go ahead and comment down below. And it's not refined white sugar. The amount of this particular ingredient is consumed by the average American. That equals about 63 pounds. Most ultra-processed foods have three basic ingredients. The starches, that includes maltodextrin, modified food starch, and modified corn starch. You have the sugar, which usually is in the form of glucose syrup, corn syrup, or beet sugar. Then you have seed oils, like corn oil and soy oil and canola. So I did not mention this ingredient yet. Can you still guess what it is? I'll give you another hint. When you consume it, only one organ can break it down, and that is the liver. And this ingredient acts much like alcohol, even though it's not alcohol. In other words, the body has to get rid of it, and it uses similar pathways to break it down, and it produces 7 times the glycation effect. And glycation is when you have the combining of a protein to a sugar. And when you consume it, it suppresses hunger. It also depletes your vitamins and minerals. It's probably one of the most potent triggers to metabolic syndrome, a fatty liver, inflammation. Can you guess what it is? Let's take a look. Okay. High fructose corn syrup. That's right. High fructose corn syrup has spiked by over 8,000%. Let's take a look at the next one. Corn products. That would be the corn starch. That would be the corn oil, but not necessarily high fructose corn syrup. And I do not think this includes the seed oils. All right, next one is skim milk has increased by 129%. Then we get chicken, turkey. Then we get added fats and oils. Vegetables have been going down by 3%. Butter has been downtrending about 8%. And then we have eggs downtrending by 21%. Beef downtrending by 29%. So there's a lot of people against beef because they think it's the problem, but it's been decreasing by almost 30% over this time period. And look at this, refined white sugar has been decreasing or downtrending by 35% over this time period. So high fructose corn syrup is very poisonous. You need to avoid it. It's hidden in a lot of different foods and drinks and sodas and other processed foods. You just have to start reading the labels. Unfortunately, we subsidize corn. So a good portion of the corn that these manufacturing companies use come from what's called dent corn, which is not even edible. They're even making milk out of corn right now. I'm not kidding. Most of it's GMO, which means it's herbicide tolerant. You spray a herbicide on it like glyphosate and it doesn't die. Unfortunately, the U.S. is the top producer of corn and the top consumer of corn. Corn has now replaced the consumption of rice in China. And most of the corn sold in the U.S. is sold for animal feeds. Unfortunately, they don't really use grass as much as they should. In 1930, farmers would extract about 20.5 bushels of corn per acre. In 2022, farmers extract 173 bushels per acre. With the advent of all the different pesticides and GMOs, we can grow a tremendous amount of product in a very small area, which is not only not good for the environment, but not good for the soil, not good for our health. So as you start to read ingredients, not only avoid the high fructose corn syrup, but also the modified food starch, as well as the modified corn starch and the maltodextrin and the glucose syrup and the seed oils.